In a time when the stresses of life are a frequent focus of medicine and well-being, Dr. Deepak Chopra's training in endocrinology and the teachings of Ayurvedic medicine give him a diverse perspective on how to deal with it.
Stress is best defined as the perception of physical or psychological threat. So when one has that interpretation, one realizes that it is indeed an interpretation of how you're experiencing life.
That interpretation can lead to psychological effects, behavioral changes, and even physical responses from the mild to the extreme. So what does Chopra suggest?
First of all, get a good night's sleep every day. Secondly, move at least 10,000 steps every day. Thirdly, practice some form of contemplative meditation or self-inquiry or breathing technique.
There's also laughter, playing with children, and enjoying nature. The list is expansive from the Western point of view. But Chopra is also a practitioner of integrative medicine, drawing on the teachings of Ayurveda, which recognize the body and the mind as a single unit.
So with that understanding, we look at every activity during a day, whether it's eating, breathing, digestion, metabolism, elimination, the five senses, sound, touch, sight, taste, and smell. And then our inner experience of life, thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, memories, and imagination.
The Ayurvedic approach considers them all, plus what impacts a person's life, like relationships and personal tendencies. Its therapies focus on the senses, using sound, light, color, and aroma, as well as massage and yoga. And those are all helpful in dealing with stress, but it also takes looking at the big picture of overall well-being.
Well-being includes things like, are you happy in your career? Are you using your strengths? Social well-being, do you have a network of family and friends that are there to support you? Your professional colleagues and your relationship with them, your financial well-being, the community where you live, each of these is very important.
When it's looked at today, stress often seems to be broken down into those different facets of life: work, family, finance, and perhaps even more prominently than ever, political stress. And while Chopra recognizes there are different approaches to dealing with each situation, he says one thing applies to people in all of them.
Those that do well, those that thrive in the midst of stress, they ask different questions. They reframe problems as opportunities. They look for opportunities.
Those people assess their individual strengths, use them, and find ways to bond with others who complement their strengths.
The fastest way to manage your stress is to actually help someone else.
And lastly, according to Chopra, is whether or not we ask fundamental questions about what is needed in moments of crisis. He says by focusing on compassion and empathy, we get rid of mostly self-based fear. So next time you're feeling stress, maybe do as Chopra says and ask, who am I thinking about? And then shift your focus to someone else. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.